位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Larry 和李华一起吃中饭，他发现李华心情很糟糕。李华今天要学习两个常用语 glum 和 charm。
Hey, 李华， you haven't eaten any of your food. Why are you so glum?
如果你说的 glum 是沮丧的意思啊，那没错，我这两天啊心情确实很糟糕。
Yes, glum means sad. So, what's wrong?
我上个星期去面试啊，本来以为那家公司肯定会要我，结果他们却选了别人，害我这两天啊一点食欲都没有了。 Glum 可以用来形容我现在的情况吗？
Yes, but I'm sorry to hear that you didn't get the job. We use the word glum when we are sad and disappointed about something, but not something extremely serious such as a death in the family.
哦、oh, 我知道了， Glum 是用来形容情绪低落或失望，但如果是特别严重的事情啊就不能够用 Glum 了。这两天啊烦心的事太多，老天爷也不帮忙，连这么多天都下起阴雨来呢。
Don't worry, this will all pass eventually. Everybody gets glum at times.
那你呢 Larry, 有没有什么事会让你心烦意乱的？
Well, rainy days can definitely have an effect on me, but I'd have to say that beating the gloominess is more important than what makes me feel glum.
要想换个好心情可没那么容易耶，有人吃东西会感觉好一点，可是食物对我是不起作用的。
Well, a lot of times people resort to things or people they can count on when they're glum. For instance, I take a walk and listen to my favorite music, but I do this on my own. Others prefer to confide in friends and family.
我就是哎，我往往啊会向朋友倾诉，或者看电视转移一下注意力。不过你说的出去走一走，听听音乐，好像也不错哦，而且还可以锻炼身体呢。
That's true.I never thought of that. Maybe I should run and listen to music the next time I'm glum.
只要是能够让心情好起来就行。跟你说一说啊，我感觉好多了，胃口也好起来了。这饭菜都凉了，我得让他们帮我热一下哦。Excuse me, do you mind heating this up for me? Thanks.以前听别人说啊 Why so glum, chum? 这是问别人为什么看上去心情很不好的意思吧。
Oh yes, we use that when we were asking a friend, hey, what's wrong? Chum means friend or buddy, especially when one male is speaking to another male. It's very informal.
哦、oh, 一般是男孩子之间说的， chum 就是哥们兄弟的意思哦。
We say it this way because it rhymes, and it's intended to cheer people up.
Why so glum, chum? 确实是押韵耶。你知道吗 Larry, 我真的很喜欢这次没有被录用的那份工作，我事先准备了好几个小时呢。
So, tell me what went wrong. Maybe if we talk about it, you won't be so glum.
我当时特别的紧张，可能啊话太多了。我到的时候很准时呢，而且我还带去自己的简历还有推荐信。现在回想起来，也有可能是我显得太想要得到那份工作了。
Were you friendly with the people who were interviewing you? Were you all chummy with them?
我跟他们很客气啊。你说的 chummy 是拉近乎的意思吗？
Yes, it depends. Some interviewers like that, and others don't. A lot of it can depend on personality.
那 Larry, 我们一起吃午饭，你帮我排解郁闷的心情，那我们俩算不算是 acting chummy 呢？
Good question. Since we are already friends, our friendliness comes naturally. Being chummy is somewhat artificial because it's between two people who don't know each other that well. So we're not being chummy.
所以说 chummy 是指本来不熟的人好像显得关系很好，那用在咱们这种老朋友的身上就不合适了。
That's right. So did you act chummy with the interviewer?
要这么说啊，我跟面试的人还真没有 acting chummy 呢。我没有像老朋友那样把自己的事情告诉他。 Actually, he looked quite glum.
It's a good thing you didn't say, why so glum, chum? I don't think that would have helped you get the job.
没错，你可真厉害 Larry, 被你这么一说啊，我的胃口马上就好起来了，我真要好好谢谢你哦。
今天李华学到了两个常用语，一个是 glum, 指情绪低落，另一个是 chum, 指好朋友。